At the Credit Union IPLEX in Swift Current, it's Broncos taking on the Victoria Royals, joined by Marlon Martins, who's the play-by-play man for Victoria. And in the midst of a long trip, how's it been treating you guys so far?
Yeah, you know, once you get out here, it's great. Then you just get the games going. You know, a bit of a travel to get out. Played, you know, against the Hurricanes a Tuesday night, and then you're on the 7 a.m. boat out the next day for all-day travel. We picked up a nice time in Calgary and then continued on to Saskatoon, based out of there. Went up to Prince Albert, played them, then Saskatoon. And it's 6 games in 9 nights and 12 days of travel, and you know, it's good now to get these last 4 and 5, get it underway and get going, get the games under the belt. And, you know, that's the best part. You keep busy when you're playing the games, and then she'll wrap up.
Now, this is a unique trip, and the Broncos are about to have one themselves coming up. But Victoria, in general, travel is certainly a part of the story there, with ferry rides everywhere you go, and the same thing for, you know, teams coming to see you guys. And how have you found that now in your time with the Royals?
You just do more games when you're off the island. I mean, you don't usually go just for one game and come back like other teams can, say, you know, when you're in the Central and you sleep in your own bed at night. So every road game essentially is a hotel stay somewhere, and then overnight, unless you maybe do a 5 o'clock game or an early afternoon game in Vancouver, you might be able to catch the last ferry back. But other than that, you're used to it now. This is year number 5 on the island. I think there was only one time when we went to the ferry and couldn't get on because it was windy, and the ferry doesn't run then. So that happened in year 1, but since then, cross your fingers, right? The travel conditions that way. But we all, you know, you leave a day ahead of time to get anywhere to make sure that, you know, you're not traveling on game day to get off the island based on those circumstances, and also get the team there on time. So just it is what it is, the old cliche, and just used to it now. And that's just what you do. You just go and you play more games. Or when teams come see you, the beauty is, as a broadcaster, you see the same team twice, right? Back-to-back nights. So you get them there and have an opportunity to, you know, to have like a mini series. So it is unique in that way, and it has some benefits that way. But, yeah, just get used to going on the road and just knocking off a bunch at a time.
Just talk about the return of hockey at the WHL level to the island, and now that it's 4 and some years in, how do you feel like the experiment has gone?
I think it's done very well. You know, the team, when they left, I don't think, you know, the fans really understood until they were gone what they had in the Western Hockey League, and it took them 18 years or so to get it back, and now they're not letting go, and they've got their grips on it, especially with the Save on Foods Memorial Center, you know, that can house 7,000, and they got the new rink over 10 years ago. They got, you know, first-class facility, they got a great product on the ice, they got a good boss. The Royals are plastered everywhere throughout the city, and you know, hockey live and well, and it's tough in a city like Victoria as well, because well, the weather doesn't change so much. There's always lots to do, and in the fall and winter.
I feel very sorry for you.
Yeah, okay. I can really feel the sympathy coming for us. Yeah, I know we do get that everywhere we go, but you know, winning all games also helps put butts in the seats, and you know, they got the Jumbotron in the second year, and they've just been building it and building it, and the product continues to increase and get better in the on-ice experience and the in-game experience too. It's just a lot of fun, and it's a great time out on the island.
It certainly seems like a place where you'd see the possibility of a Memorial Cup down the line. I know it's Red Deer this year, so it'd be at least 3 years away, but do you see Victoria being a place where they could host that tournament?
You know, that would be really special. I don't see why they wouldn't be able to at all. They could be strong contenders if they go in for a 2019 bid. I mean, the city has the facilities for it. They do have an airport, which is maybe 25 minutes out of town, so they can fly in. Don't have to rely on the ferries for everything, so I don't see why it wouldn't happen out there, and the market is ready and it's prime for an event like that.
Marlon Martins, play-by-play voice of the Victoria Royals. Now let's talk about the hockey team a bit. I was saying this to Dave Lowry, who I'll chat with coming up in the pregame show. I know I read a lot of people that thought Victoria was going to be a team that took a big step back this year, and so far it doesn't look like that. What were your expectations, and what have been your thoughts on what we've seen from the Royals so far?
Yeah, it's been pleasantly excellent for the team. You know, 10 wins and coming up on the first quarter of the season right now heading in. So with based on what you see, you know, heading into the season when you have 10 guys moving on, you take a big chunk, there's a big turnover, right? And the team is a lot younger, so right away, you know, a lot of the pundits and media types felt that the team would be young or trying to, you know, find a way to score and whatnot. So there's some question marks that way, but they started off with a six-game homestand. The youth on the team and the leaders that they do have, and the way Dave Lowry's got everybody fired up and going, and the conditioning that they've had right off the bat, they're fast, they're speedy, and it's working for them. And, you know, they won five of the first six at home, and now they picked up points again in four straight, and they got mentioned in the CHL top 10, you know, coming in ranked fifth a couple weeks ago, and turning heads for sure. And even now, teams, you know, they're not catching them by surprise anymore, and they're still able to come up with a couple wins here to start the six-game Easter road swing. And it's, you know, this team seems to have just, you know, a really great mix the way it is right now with the youth and with the veterans that they have and the leadership, you know, Joe Hicketts brings. They have a 20-year-old netminder in Coleman Volrath. They got, you know, strong core defensively. They return a lot of the D and have experience back there. And guys like Chaz Redekop and, you know, as mentioned, Joe Hicketts, and with the 20-year-old netminder, the penalty killing's tops in the league right now. And also they've allowed the fewest goals against on average per game. So if they're keeping the puck out, then, you know, the offense does come. And they've got the, you know, 17-year-old sophomore forwards and the shifty Dante Hanoon and Matthew Phillips. Now, these guys, they may not be the biggest guys stature size, but these are guys that have tremendous amount of skill, speed, can put the puck in the net. They're great guys, and you know, recently been paired up with the Forsberg, and then you've got other guys like Tyler Soy, who went undrafted, but is C-rated for the upcoming draft, attended Edmonton Oilers camp, and a former first round pick of the Royals. You know, 18-year-old this season, he's primed for, you know, taking another big step forward. So a lot of skill up front, and Jack Walker's been speedy. Vladimir Bobolev picked up in the import draft, played for the Giants last year, and they let him go, and so Victoria picked him up, and he has been turning heads, to say the least. Leads the team in goals right now with 9, and he's been able to put the puck in the net, and another big body, and they added Ethan Price, who used to be with the Portland Winterhawks. So, you know, the way that they pieced and stitched this kind of back together and bringing in, you know, that youth with the blend, it's really working for them. And so, you know, hot out of the gate, and it's really exciting. That is for sure. And it's very encouraging as well for the season for the Royals.
Thanks so much, Marlon.
Anytime, Sean.
Play-by-play voice of the Victoria Royals, Marlon Martins. It's their only visit to Swift over a 2-year span. You can check that out tonight. Up next, we'll chat with Jake DeBrusque of your Broncos on the Swift Current Broncos pregame show, live on the Eagle 94.1.